Well, the good news is my microphones have survived being squirted by children with water pistols after our bumper boat adventure. If you listen to that dollop, you'll have heard the right microphone crackling. But it seems to have sorted itself out. This is a little bit more sedate in terms of surroundings. I am in a bedroom. But don't worry, because the excitement comes from the drama that I will create when I read today's dollop. It should be far from sedate. David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 200. Backward in going forwards. I lead a very strange life. On Saturday, we were in Vancouver, being encouraged to sing a swear-laden song in front of children and their seemingly unconcerned parents at 10 a.m. in the morning. See Dollop 198. Then immediately after coming off stage, we were in someone's car, driving at speed into Harrison, in order to make our 2 p.m. Harmony workshop. We arrived at 5 minutes past. We're dropped off at the front doors of the venue, with no time to check in or exchange pleasantries, and began to teach a room full of strangers in a town that we'd literally just entered a song about pigs, which involved people oinking and snorting. What did you do last Saturday? If you read about our adventures in Australia in March, and our accounts of our April UK tour, then you'll know that our travels are often beset by unusual logistical issues. This tour has not proved an exception. This morning, we left Harrison to drive to Vancouver Airport, where we were picking up the hire car for our next leg of the journey. Vancouver is about 2 hours from Harrison. I know this because we drove into Harrison from Vancouver only a couple of days before. You might be wondering why we're driving back to the same place that we left only a couple of days before. Presumably, Vancouver is closer to the next place that you're gigging in, you might be thinking. No, it's not. Harrison is only 2 hours away from Kelowna, our next port of call. Vancouver is 4 hours away from Kelowna. In fact, if you were to drive from Vancouver to Kelowna, you would pass through Harrison. So, we are heading 2 hours in the opposite direction to where we want to be going, so that we can pick up a hire car, and then drive 2 hours back in the same direction, taking us back to Harrison, and then passing through Harrison, and travelling for a further 2 hours to get to Kelowna. We're going to travel for 4 hours, and then essentially end up back in the same place that we left when we started. We've turned a 2 hour journey into a 6 hour journey, which doesn't account for the fact that by the time we get close to our destination, it will be rush hour, meaning more traffic, probably adding another hour or two onto the journey. But in fairness, as frustrating as all this is, we did need to pick up a hire car, didn't we? So what other option did we have? It's annoying, but you know, it's necessary. Except, there's a car hire place only half an hour from Harrison in the direction of travel that we actually want to go in. Ah, the benefit of hindsight. On the way to Vancouver Airport, our driver made a slight detour to an electrical shop, because Michael wanted to pick up a cable for his camera, having forgotten to bring it with him from England. Michael wasn't sure on the name of the cable that he needed, which led to him trying to explain the make and model of the camera to the man in the shop. The man said that he was confident that he knew which cable Michael needed, but reassured Michael that if he got home and then discovered that it was the wrong one, that he could always bring it back to the store. As kind as this was, I'm not sure how worthwhile it would be to travel all the way back to this store, given that we were going to be 2 hours away by the time we got to where we were staying tonight. Desperate to avoid yet another ridiculous young'un's excursion, I suggested that we got the camera from Michael's suitcase and we bring it into the shop, in order to make sure that the cable definitely fit. The slight hassle of having to get a camera from a suitcase would be nothing in comparison to a 2 hour journey there and a 2 hour journey back in order to replace it upon discovering that it's not the right one. Michael went to fetch the camera from his suitcase and it transpired that the cable was the wrong one. We then located the correct cable and we got back on our way, having avoided another future crazy detour. We were dropped off by our driver. Thank you, Zoe, if you're reading this or listening to it. I can quite understand why she'd want to listen or read to these dollops. I think perhaps she enjoyed our conversation so much that she wants to know what happened after we parted, and is now addicted to following our lives, drawn into our world like an avid soap fan. Half an hour later, Michael realised that he'd left his newly purchased camera cable in her car. After all that, eventually, we sorted out the paperwork for the hire car, and it was time to be on our way again. In just 2 hours, traffic permitting, we'll be back where we started. And then we do another half an hour detour in order to pick up Michael's camera cable from Zoe's house. Then we drive the half hour back to Harrison again, and then we'd be on our way. Except we were having difficulties with the sat-nav, which was set to Spanish. Michael then had to connect to the airport's Wi-Fi network in order to translate the various words on the sat-nav screen into English. Eventually, we managed to make sense of the Spanish menus and deduce how to change the language to English. Now it was time to get underway. Except Sean and Michael were having a hard time working out how to fasten the rather complex-looking sat-nav holder onto the car window. Michael suggested that maybe it needed to be licked, which, to be honest, is something that Michael suggests quite a lot and has resulted in Sean and I frequently having to slap him. Although I think, actually, that Michael also gets a weird thrill from us slapping him, so maybe that's not particularly effective. After giving the strange rubbery surface a bit of a lick, Michael established two things. Firstly, that he was feeling like he was about to vomit due to the acrid taste of the rubbery thing, and secondly, that it definitely wasn't meant to be licked. I made a mental note to wear a horribly disgusting rubbery thing on me whenever I'm in Michael's company, which will hopefully prove a more effective deterrent when it came to Michael's weird licking antics. Sean and Michael tried pulling at bits of the sat-nav holder, hoping that there might be a bit that locks on to the front of the car, but 10 minutes of pulling and twisting yielded nothing. Michael traipsed back into the car hire place to ask how the complex-looking sat-nav holder worked. The confused person in the car hire place responded simply by informing him that it was just meant to be placed on top of the dashboard. That was it. There was no need for licking, pulling, or twisting anything. You just put the horribly tasting rubbery thing on the dashboard, and it just stayed there. Anyway, at least we've figured that out now, and now, finally, we could be on our way. Except, it became clear as we made our way onto the highway that the sat-nav wasn't working. We programmed in where we were going, and it had accepted our destination, albeit after a further 10 minutes of fruitlessly grappling with it before we realised that it was set to the wrong state. But now, it was going crazy, whizzing through the various towns that we were meant to be passing on our journey. According to the sat-nav, we were now in Harrison. We found a place to pull over and tried to work out what was going on. Eventually, we realised that it had set itself to the route simulation setting. We located the option for online real-time navigation, and finally, we were on our way. Except, well, actually there isn't an except, or at least not yet anyway. We've been travelling fine for the last hour, but we're still an hour away from Harrison, and at least another 3 hours from getting to Kelowna, so there's plenty of time for many things to go wrong. I'd like to say that we've learnt some valuable lessons today about logistics and travel, but I'm pretty sure that there'll be more young'uns logistical disasters to come on this tour and on future tours. Still, on the plus side, it gives me something to talk about. Voila! I've made it to the 200th David's Daily Digital Dollop. I'm sure that many of you will be having dollop-themed parties tonight, celebrating this milestone, perhaps coming in fancy dress. Oh yes, there's bound to be a lot of people in kettle costumes tonight. Feel free to send me your pictures. I missed a trick, didn't I? When I was talking about the horrible rubbery thing, I could have said that I wouldn't imagine it would have tasted very nice, but I didn't do that. Oh, I missed out on my own catchphrase. Or maybe it's because we've reached dollop 200 and I'm moving on, I'm evolving. That catchphrase is old hat now. That's the reason for it, because I'm always evolving, pushing the boundaries.